Well, hey guys, welcome to the show. I am Elsa Kurt, and it's my show. So let's get right into it. Well, hey guys, let's have some fun. With all the goings on in the world, what do you say? Let's just have fun with it all. That's more my speed, anyhow. So you know, why try and be something or someone that you're not? So the first thing I have for you here, you know, it's amusing in some ways, and in other ways not so much, because somebody somebody's been hurt by all of this insanity. So earlier in the week, a Instagram model by the name of Sumner Strom, made a bombshell allegation on social media that she had a year-long affair with Adam Levine. And if you don't know who Adam Levine is, he is the arrogant, pompous, self-important lead singer of Maroon 5. And he was one of the judges on The Voice for a pretty long period of time. Which I liked him well enough on there. Well enough, you know, I'm a Blake Shelton fan, so, you know, team Blake all day. But he never liked Adam Levine. I don't know why women apparently swoon over him. I don't see it. I don't get it. I do like the tattoos. You thought I wasn't going to like the tattoos, didn't you? I like the tattoos. I think that's great. But he always came across as an absolute douche. I'm sorry. He did. Probably not supposed to say that, but I did anyway. So here's the video that she posted.
Band-aid off because I've retaken this like 10 times now. Essentially, I was having an affair with a man who's married to a Victoria's Secret model. At the time, you know, I was young. I was naive and I mean, quite frankly, I feel exploited. I wasn't in the scene like I am now. So I was definitely very easily manipulated. Maroon 5 is practically elevator music at this point. So I'm sure you know who Adam Levine is. But Adam and I were seeing each other for about a year. After I stopped talking to him over, you know, a period of months, this is how he came back into my life. He said, okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious. I was like, I'm in hell. Like, I have to be in hell at this point. I mean, my morals were unknowingly compromised. I was completely manipulated. I'm gonna handle this privately. I never wanted to come forward because obviously I know the implications that come with doing what I do, making money the way I do, and being an Instagram model. So being tied to a story like this, it's like, I know the stereotypes. I had sent some screenshots recklessly to a few friends I thought I trusted, and one of them had attempted to sell to a tabloid. So here I am.
And it took him a few days, but he did address it. Looking on the Daily Wire here, you know, I love the Daily Wire. It says Adam Levine addresses Instagram model's infidelity claims. And he says, I crossed a line. So he doesn't go so far as to say that he had an affair with this woman. And he's saying that he crossed a line. He's crossed a line many times from what's reported. He's got a beautiful wife. She is a Victoria's Secret model. And, you know, one of the biggest comments going around across social media is, oh, my God, if a Victoria's Secret model gets cheated on, you know, what hope is there for the rest of us? And yeah, you know, I get that. I get that. I do. I get what they're saying. However, you know, this has nothing to do with attractiveness on the spouse's part. At least not in this case. This has to do with somebody just being a real shit of a human being. The guy's a garbage, you know, for a human being. He's a good singer. He's talented at what he does. We can separate the two things, acknowledge one, but also acknowledge the other. But yeah, you know, he's just gross. Again, nothing to do with his looks. It's just his personality. I don't like it. I've never liked him. And I'm not saying this isn't a, you know, I told you so moment, because I've never, I don't think I've ever talked about Adam Levine before. I don't think, no, you know what I did? I did once on TikTok. I can't find the video for you. It's, there's too many videos to go through. I'm just not sifting through them. If I had an assistant or, you know, somebody doing these things for me, of course, we'd have it right here for you. It's not going to happen. But I do remember I made a video in response to, there was like another little viral video of him that went around for a while. It was him on stage and a young fan jumped up on stage and tried to hug him. And he recoiled. Almost in like an effeminate way. It was comical, and it, some people found it comical and some people found it to be rude of him to do that. And I think I actually defended him. I think I defended him in that he should not have to, if you're on stage, you're not, I know the idea is that if you're a public figure, you're essentially public property. And to that, I say, hell freaking no, you're not. This is your job. This is what you do. This is what I do. This is one of the things that I do. That doesn't make me public property. It does put me up for public ridicule. If people want to make fun of me or criticize me or do those things, yes, I come up here or out here and do these things knowing that that's a possibility. It sucks. It's not right. It is what it is. So same with, I think, performers. Yes, you should expect that people are going to do stupid ass things like the young girl did, jumping up on stage and trying to get at him. I think of it, you know, as a, you know, cop's wife, I'm like, well, you don't know what she's going to do. You know, you don't know if she's got a knife. You don't know any of the things. So yeah, I would absolutely, you know, I probably would have had a foot up ready to drop kick her, to be honest with you. That's just reflex for me. But anyhow, I defended him in that basically because he does have a right to not want to be touched. And we can't have that double standard, guys. You know, if that were the other way around, if it was a woman up on stage, right, and a man ran up like that, it would be a different response. And if the, you know, if the woman, female singer recoiled, we would have a different reaction, wouldn't we? We'd be like, oh my God, you got to protect her. Thank God somebody protected her. Or how dare he? So yeah, there's that. So whatever, that's a totally different topic though, right? Like that's a totally different thing. I can defend him. See, that's the thing. You have to be able to separate incidents and things and look at things at their face value, at their value, right? So that's all I'm doing here. I can think that he should have been, or he should have had the right to react the way that he did without repercussions. And he should not be able to do the things that he just did without repercussions. Yeah, you know. So anyhow, I can't, is there anybody out there defending him? I can't imagine. And, you know, of course, this always comes back to why do we care? Why do we care? We don't really care. We don't care about Adam Levine. Come on. We enjoy his music. Maybe you hate it. I don't know. I have enjoyed it in the past. And then it got to a point where it all sounded the same to me. But there are some songs that I love. Sunday Morning, right off the top of my head. I loved Sunday Morning. Great, great little song. I think there was a couple other ones I liked for the time. Man, never liked him. I'm sorry for his wife and kids. You know, what a piece of shit to put her through that kind of embarrassment and humiliation. Although that humiliation and embarrassment should not be her burden. That should be his burden. And of course, it doesn't work that way. You know, she's the one that has been, you know, disrespected aggressively. And, you know, God bless her if she stays. I don't criticize her if she chooses to stay with a man who's a, you know, seems to be a serial cheater, because there's lots of allegations out there from other women in the past too, I think. So I'm not saying that he did. their allegations. This woman, this Sumner, it's an allegation. He claims that they just exchanged messages, I think. Now I gotta look. I'm not even sure. Let's see. I got my phone. I have it on my phone. Helps if I could actually see. Let's see. All right. So Sumner Stroh, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. She's a very pretty girl. Says that she engaged in a year-long affair with him. He says he used poor judgment, but also refuted claims that he engaged in a sexual relationship with a 23-year-old influencer. Now, the girl, you know, the Sumner is her name. 23. Jesus, she's younger than my youngest daughter. As a mom, I look at my youngest daughter and I think, you know, to me, she's still a kid. She's not a kid. Of course, she's a grown adult. My daughter, she's 25. She has a child. I'm a grandmother. She has another one on the way. So, you know, she's not a child. But to a mother, she's still a child. She's always going to be my baby. So I have mixed feelings about Sumner. Sumner is old enough to know better, certainly. And she's, you know, kind of playing the victim card here because, you know why. She doesn't want to look bad. She doesn't want people calling her a homewrecker. People still use that term. People my age do. She doesn't want any of that. So she's trying to like deflect. She's trying to say she was manipulated. Could she have been manipulated? Sure. And she was manipulated by her own aspirations for fame and to be associated with famous people. Again, don't know her background. I've never seen her before this particular video. I don't know who she is. I'm sure, I guess a lot of people know who she is because she's an Instagram model, because that's a thing. What a great world we live in, huh? Anyhow, who am I to talk? I'm a TikTok actor. So anyhow, yeah, she is a victim of her own ambitions and poor judgment. So I would like to see her own that. Has she owned it in videos since? Maybe she has. I don't really know. But that is what she should do. If you really, you know, if she had a PR person, if I were a PR person, I would say, let's get out in front of this and, you know, own it. And she's trying to get out in front of it, but she's just not doing it very well, I don't think. Not based on what I've seen. If you want to get out in front of something like that, just freaking own it. Take the hit. Take it. You earned it. So take it. You did something wrong. The guy's been married for like, I don't know, 10 years or something like that. I don't know how long he's been married. Something like that, though. This is why I'm not a reporter, guys, or an actual journalist, because I don't have all the facts. So don't look to me for that. I'm just telling you a story. I'm just telling you something I heard. We're gossiping together is what we're doing. That's all this is. We're just gossiping. It just dawned on me. I don't like gossip in real life, but this is different. Anyhow, come on. At 23 or 22, I guess she was at the time. I'm assuming this was last year or maybe the year before, a couple of years ago. I don't know. She was in her 20s, way too young for Adam Levine, who's like in his 40s. That's just gross, guys. It's just gross. It doesn't make you cool. It doesn't make you seem younger. It doesn't do any of those things. And this comes from a girl, a woman, who back in the day when I was young, before I was married, I always liked older men. I did. I still do. My husband's like 10 years older than me. I always did. Simple as that. It's a little different when you're an adult. It's a little different. You get a little different spin on it, a little different viewpoint, right? So I get it. I get all of the things that this girl did and said. She thought, you know, she's young. 20s is young. She thought, oh, he's going to leave his wife for me. I'm going to be the wife of a girlfriend of a famous musician. Is he a rock star? I almost said rock star. I don't know if he's a rock star. She thought all this and she got stars in her eyes, rainbows in her pockets. I don't know. And she was wrong. Now, as a 50-year-old, I see that writing on the wall like nobody's business. Did I see the writing on the wall like that at 20 something? I mean, probably not. I would imagine definitely not. You get caught up, and I think that's what happened. And she should own that. She should just say, listen, I knowingly did the wrong thing. I apologize. I am so beyond sorry to his family for the hurt that I knowingly caused. And I don't expect forgiveness, you know, but I have learned a valuable lesson. And this is something that I would never do again. Maybe she said something along those lines. I don't really know. But that's what she should say if she hasn't. And Adam Levine should just go suck it. You know. Oh, here's another one. Him too, especially. Freaking own it, you loser. Just, you did it. The text messages. And by the way, even if he didn't do anything with this girl except for cross a line to ask her, oh my God, he's such trash, to ask her in a text message if he has a son, can he use her name for it because he likes her name? So you want to use the name, call your child with the woman that you're married to that you cheated on, or I'm sorry, crossed the line. You want to use this person's name for your child and have your wife say that name and with you knowing, oh, ew, ew, that alone would be it for me. That does it. Like, even if it comes out that, all right, this girl exaggerated, it wasn't an affair, wasn't a traditional affair, it was text messages, it was flirty, DMs. It was, you know, maybe some racy pictures or videos or something sent back and forth. Maybe that's all it was. By the way, to me, that's cheating. That's cheating. So it's more than it's, you certainly, it's certainly crossed the line, but it's worse than that. It's cheating. So own it, dude. You scrawny old man, stop trying to stay young. It's not happening. Just accept it. We're all accepting it over here. Not maybe not gracefully and graciously, but we're accepting it as best we can. So give it a try, loser. Yeah, can you tell I don't really like him? So who else? Who else? Oh, so let's switch gears just a tiny bit. Big story over the week, a little bit from last week into this week is Daddy DeSantis. Yes. Daddy DeSantis sending like 50, I think the number was actually like 49. Well, let's just say 50, right? 50 migrants to, by the way, illegal immigrants. Not migrants, not undocumented. Illegal immigrants. Keyword, illegal. So let's go back to reality, okay? And call them exactly what they are. I'm sorry I said migrants. They got me. They got me. The liberal media. The liberal media. They got me for a second. So anyhow, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, if you don't know, which of course you know, maybe you don't know. Maybe you just flipped this on because you're flipping through channels and stuff and you're like, what's this lady in the hat talking about? Let's see. It's possible. And you don't follow politics. I don't really follow politics. Not the way that you might think that I do. I'm not smart like these political insider people. That's not my lane of smartness. I'm not saying I'm not smart. I have my own brand of smart. Smart ass. Anyhow, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, sent like 50 migrants over on a chartered plane to Martha's Vineyard. Oh, my. Oh, my. And that went over extremely well Oh, they were delighted. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You all know that they were not. They were less than thrilled. They were up in arms. They were horrified and shocked and irate and disgusted and started immediately throwing words around like human trafficking and lost their minds. So, short quiz: how long did the migrants? No, the illegal immigrants or illegal aliens, whichever. We used to say illegal aliens, and that one never sat well with me for some reason. Like aliens, it makes sense. It's a technically correct term, of course. Call them whatever you want. Illegal aliens, illegal immigrants. I'm going with that one. And now I totally lost what I was saying. Oh yeah, so guess how long? Guess how long the illegal immigrants stayed on Martha's Vineyard in their beautiful island, like 44 hours. 44 hours before the residents of Martha's Vineyard called in the National Guard and said, "Come and get them. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here." Wow. Now, mind you, Martha's Vineyard is a sanctuary city, self-proclaimed sanctuary city. So I'm not really sure what happened there. I guess in their mind they were to capacity, even though many of their billion-dollar, multi-million-dollar mansions were empty, or mostly empty, even though there were vacancies in their hotels. Somehow they couldn't accommodate the 44 migrants, as they call them. Must have been a miscommunication or something, right? I can't imagine why the ultra-rich folks of Martha's Vineyard did not want to help those poor, impoverished people. Weird, right? So there's a video circulating around of these vineyardians waving away the migrant bus as it pulled away, as they loaded up the illegals and shipped them off to somewhere else. And there's a video of these women, mostly women, actually, I think, waving, bye-bye. They're going, bye-bye. One's blown kisses, and somebody in the background yells, "Te amo, te amo." It was too good in a terrible way to not spoof.
Our little villa is so sweet. It has 16 bedrooms, 21, no, 22 baths. It's just charming, just charming. What do I do? Well, I consider myself a philanthropic humanitarian, and I'm just trying to do good in the world. It's just really all I care about, just doing good things in the world. Migrants, oh, what I wouldn't give for the migrants. Oh, I don't even know where to begin. I'm sorry, what? They're here on the island, like now. Oh. Well, I wouldn't give my home. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. We need to find somewhere to send them because they can't stay here. Just can't. There's no room here. There's nowhere for them to stay. We can barely accommodate ourselves, let alone extra people. We're gonna do everything in our power to help them, these poor, poor people. Absolutely. Okay. Bye-bye. Call the National Guard. Give a fuck. I have Pilates in like 20 minutes. So, bye-bye. Bye. Te amo. Bye. Oh my God. We did it. We did it, guys. We're so great.
Yeah. I mean, how do you not make fun? And that woman, by the way, the hat woman, the real one, not me, is still beautiful. So beautiful, so attractive. So it was hard to make fun of her because she was just so pretty. But I did it anyway. So anyhow, so moving on. So do you remember over last week. It was like the last like 2 weeks or so. There's this big drama feud in the country music world between Brittany Aldean, who's the wife of Jason Aldean, and Maren Morris, and what's that chick's name? Cassidy Pope. So it's a sad day when country people go woke. It really is. It's a sad day. You're not supposed to be that. You're just not. So Brittany Aldean made waves a week or two ago, whenever it was. Okay, so Brittany Aldean was launching a clothing line called Don't Tread on Our Kids, which is pretty badass. Love that. In which she said, I'd really like to thank my parents for not changing my gender when I went through my tomboy phase. That's how she captioned the post. And she said, I love this girly life. So Maren Morris went full woke on this and lost her shit, basically, and responded by tweeting, it's so easy to like not be a scumbag human. She's a songwriter. It's so easy to like not be a scumbag human with a question mark at the end. I just want to fix that grammatically, but it's okay. And then she goes on to say, sell your clip-ins and zip it. Insurrection Barbie. Wow. Wow. So talk about shots fired, right? Shots fired. Then Brittany released a long statement explaining advocating for the genital mutilation of children under the disguise of love and calling it gender affirming care is one of the worst evils. You can read the whole statement on Instagram. That was the gist of it. So yeah, so Cassidy Pope, who was like on, I don't know, The Voice or American Idol or, you know, one of those singing shows. That was like her claim to fame. I guess she's making music. I don't really know. I remember her from the show because I liked her hair a lot. That's why I remember her. And she had a great voice. I do remember that too. The Voice. I'm pretty sure she was on The Voice. Anyhow, she jumped into, I guess she needed to, you know, hop in on the I need more fame. Saw that it was going to be a big deal probably and thought she'd jump in. She was team Maren Morris. So blah, blah, blah. This goes back and forth. They throw some rounds. And I would say, and of course, people took sides. I'm team Brittany all day because that is an adult decision, not a child's decision, not something a child should be doing. So it's kind of a duh moment. Let me reread her comment. Let's see. She said, I'd really like, this is the thing that they went crazy over. I'd really like to thank my parents for not changing my gender when I went through my tomboy phase. I love this girly life. So Maren Morris lost her shit because, you know, and did it poorly because she thinks that children should be deciding what gender they want to be. I don't know. Whatever. Anyhow. So now, because that story died down, poor Maren Morris wants more attention. So now she's saying she's not comfortable going to the CMA Awards after attacking Brittany Aldean over her trans post. Those, of course, were not her exact words. That's the caption of the article that I'm looking at. Liberal country star. I mean, those words shouldn't even go together. Liberal country star. That doesn't belong together. I don't care what anybody says. No. Don't. Let's see. She says she's going to skip this year's CMA Awards because she's not comfortable going after her exchange with Brittany Aldean. Jason Aldean jumped into defending his wife. Badass. Love that. Good job, buddy. During the 32-year-old singers, country singers interview, I always put their age. It's always weird to me. Like, I don't actually care how old Maren Morris is. I mention my age a lot, but that's my choice because I like letting you know that I'm 50 because I think I look okay. You know, I'm not saying I look great. Obviously I got some good lighting in here that helps, but I don't know. That's just my choice. It's just weird that they always talk about everybody's age all the time. Ageism. I don't know. Let's see. She was asked if she had thought about what it would be like when she sees Jason and Brittany at the Country Music Association Awards in November, following their comments. Morris has been nominated for a CMA Award Album of the Year. I do like her music. I don't know how much I like it anymore. You know, it's kind of hard. It does get hard to separate the things, right? I generally do try to do that. You know, I can, under most circumstances, I can separate the person from the art and say, oh, I don't like this person's belief system or whatever. But I do appreciate their talent. There's certain areas where that I can't do that. Like, it's a hard no. One, if they're anti-police, which, you know what, now that I'm thinking of it, I think she is. I think she's, I think, now I got to research it because I don't really know, but I feel like she's talked trash about cops. So if she did, she's shit to me if that's the case, obviously. Listen, I've cut friends and family out of my life for that stance. So singer, bye, I don't care. But, you know, things that don't personally affect me or our lifestyle, or I think I can kind of separate the two. But again, it gets hard because then you know things. Example of that is I've always been a huge Stephen King fan. I have loved almost all his books. The Dark Tower trilogy, or not trilogy, the Dark Tower stuff, I never got into. I've never read those ones, but generally his books, I like one of the first ones buying them. My favorite, FYI, The Talisman, one of my favorite books of all time, even despite my feelings about him these days. So if you don't know, Stephen King's like a raging, raging liberal. I'm disappointed by that. I generally would not care, but he wrote a book, maybe a couple years ago. He co-authored a book with his son, and I'm not positive now. I think it was like sometime around the George Floyd incident or thereafter. The tone of the book from the dedication or foreword right from the beginning, it was political, socio-political. It's the first Stephen King book that I bought and did not read. First time that happened to me, because I crossed the line. You know, everybody has their lines, right? Adam Levine's a little confused about line crossing and what constitutes crossing a line. But anyhow, that's we've already discussed that. But anyhow, back to Maren Morris. If it's on the radio, I'll probably bop along to it, I guess. I won't be buying her music. Let's put it that way. I don't think I was buying her music anyhow. I was just listening to, radio play or whatever, or streaming. Let's see. She hasn't decided if she's going to go. She's honored that her record's been nominated. But I don't know if I feel home right there right now because you're not. So yeah, who knows? So obviously she just wanted to continue this drama because otherwise she would just shut up and either not go or go. And by the way, if you're going to run your mouth, put your big girl pants on and show up. Like, that's cowardice to me. Like, oh, you're a big trash talker, little girl behind your keyboard, huh? But when it comes down to put up or shut up, you're like, I just don't feel comfortable. Meh, shut up. Can't even. So whatever. I do love Brittany Aldean's clothing line, Don't Tread on Our Kids. I love that. That's really cool. If it has to be said, I'll say it. If you're a grown adult and you want, what do they call it? Gender reassignment surgery. If you want to do that, if you can legally afford it, if you can afford it and you're of legal age to make that decision, by all means, do whatever you choose. That is your body, your choice, as far as I'm concerned. And I will not judge you one way or the other. I feel sad for you because what a difficult experience that must be to have those feelings and live like that. And to be so deeply, profoundly unhappy with who you are. So my heart is broken for you. I feel terribly that is your experience, but I don't judge you for it. I don't think my opinions on that truly matter to anyone. I don't even know if they matter to me, but just throwing it out there. I mean, because really it doesn't affect me. So what you're doing, if it doesn't affect me, It's none of my business. It's only when it affects me. Like, that's generally, I think that's kind of the consensus here of what everybody's saying. Like, do your thing. Do what makes you happy. If you're of a legal age to consent to whatever, if you have the financial means to take care of this yourself, meaning if I'm not paying for it, do what you got to do. But the minute you start shoving it down my throat, telling me that I have to do certain things to appease you, the answer is simply no. It's just no. And I think that is the like willful mistake that a lot of liberals make. They think that because I say no, thank you, not interested, not doing these pronoun things. If you ask me my pronouns, I probably will not even respond to you. I will continue my conversation without a response to that, because a response isn't needed. It's not going to happen. I'm not playing this game with you. And they mistake that as, well, whatever they want to mistake it as. It's not even that they're mistaking anything. They know. They know better. But they want to push. They want to push and push and push. And, you know, I just simply decline that. But they want you to be uncomfortable. They want you to be off balance. They want you to be on the defensive all the time. They want you to have to justify your mindset, your beliefs. And the answer is simply no, I don't need to do that. If you feel compelled to justify why you think the things that you think, go right ahead. I probably, not to me though, because I'm not interested. I'm just not. You go about your merry way. You do the things that you want to do, and I will do the things that I want to do. So whatever, back to the funny stuff. Yeah. Actually, I want to go on. There's a link here. I want to hear a little more about Brittany Aldean. Cause I bet you want to hear a little more about Brittany Aldean too. Cause she's cool. She's, you know, this is what I think of when I think of like country music stars, you know, good old Americans. They are, you know, they're bold. They're not afraid. They're patriots. They love this country and they're not afraid to stand up for what they believe in. I love that. And yes, it does help that they believe in the same things that I believe in. So of course I'm going to like that. That's a given, right? Let's see. Brittany Aldean, who's a singer in her own right, by the way. She was another one on one of those music shows. I think she was on American Idol. So she can sing too. She just chooses not to. They got kids. She's busy. Busy with her life, you know? Let's see. She said, what helped? She was asked, she was taking questions from fans. And then somebody asked, what helped you be more open about your political views here when most people don't agree? And she said, I think you'd be surprised at how many people do agree, but aren't able to speak about their views. The amount of support messages I get is unbelievable. And you know what? And I can attest to that too. When I, several years back, became vocal about my beliefs and my viewpoints, because I decided that I was done being forced a narrative that was not true. And that started with law enforcement and the false narratives that the liberal media and advocates and that they were trying to push. And I had enough. I just simply had enough. I was done with it. And start speaking my mind. I braced myself. I anticipated the pushback, you know, the leftist diatribe of drama that they would bring. I was ready for that. Like I literally had, you know, I had the Kayleigh McEnany binder basically just in like virtual form to back up every single thing that I said, because I knew that was going to be the thing. Like, oh, cite your sources. Where did you hear that? Blah, blah, blah. And I was able to, and I'm still able to do it. You know, so anytime I get on a topic with somebody, if we're conflicting, if we have conflicting views here, I'm going to make sure that I can back it up with actual facts, with data, you know, supportive data, all of the things. And I think that's hugely important. And I know that deters a lot of people from being vocal. They believe the same things, but they don't want to get into it with people because they get overwhelmed and they don't have the data. They just kind of like know the things, but they don't have the things to back it up. So I highly recommend just getting the data, just get the information. It's okay. Like if you get into a thing with somebody, you know, with a liberal and they're like, oh yeah, Where did you hear that? Where did he say that? When did he, you know, or what did he do? Meaning Trump. What good did he do for the country? Blah, blah, blah. You just smile and you take your phone and you pop open your little file. We all have these smartphones and you pop open your file with every single link that I have. I have them. Every single link to everything that he has done for this country or had done for this country while he was in office. And I say, well, here they are. What's your email? I'll send them to you, or, you know, let me give it to you in a message and I can send it over to you so you can look it over. And they're done. They're done. They had enough of the conversation. Same thing on social media. I will blast them with facts and, you know, then oddly, they just disappear. They don't want to talk to me anymore. I don't get it. But anyhow, when I started doing all of that, when I started being very vocal, very vocally pro-police, very vocal, pro-Trump, patriotic, the whole works, I was prepared for the negative. What I wasn't prepared for, simply same thing that Brittany Aldean kind of said, was that the outpouring of positive, quiet positive, that blew me away. And it was from people that if you had maybe tried to guess where they leaned, I would have been wrong. But it was the same thing. It was via messages in person. If I saw somebody in person, they would say, you know, I just want to tell you, I can't comment or like your posts. This is what really got me. I can't comment or like your posts on social media because of the backlash I would get. But I just want you to know, I love everything that you're saying. Keep doing it. Keep saying it. And, you know, at the time, I was like, a little crusader. I was like, I will stand up for the people without a voice and blah, blah, blah. And I'm happy to do that. I am, because, and I appreciate them cheering me on. But my mindset has changed quite a bit with that. It used to be, oh, I totally understand. I get it. I know. Your family, your work, your spouse, your kids. Yeah, no, I totally understand. People don't like, you know, when you come out with these views, these pro-America, pro-police views. Oh my God, pro-Trump. Oh my God. And you don't want to fight them. I understand. It's okay. I got you. Now we're at a point. And I've been at this point for a while, but since we're discussing it, now we're at the point where it's like, time out. Hang on. You have to speak up. You have to stand up. You have to push back. There's no way around it. There is no way around it. You either speak up, stand up, defend this country, defend your point of view against this insanity, or they win. You see where the country is going. You see what's happening. If you watch this show, if you watch any of the conservative shows, you see it. You're not watching it because you don't see it. You're watching because it's confirmation of things that you know. And hopefully you want to be entertained. And you find me entertaining. You can't sit quietly. Get the facts. Get the information. Arm yourself with the information. And it's so easy to do now. I swear to God, it's not hard to do. I will tell you the books to get. I'm going to tell you three books to get right now, okay? Here are the three books that you need to arm yourself with the information that you need to be able to combat the leftist insanity, okay? You need Speechless by Michael Knowles. You need Rules for Defeating Radicals by Christopher Adamo, and you need How to Win Friends and Influence People by Will Witt. And I may have messed up that title just a tiny bit, but that's the gist of it. Will Witt. Okay, Will Witt in particular, what you'll get, if we want to reverse the order, maybe I'd tell you to get Will Witt first. And here's why. His book is, the sole purpose of his book is to dismantle the leftist arguments, and he covers all of them. He covers abortion. He covers the Trump thing. He covers the transgender ideology. He covers every one of their hot button topics. Okay. And what he does with each one, it each gets its own chapter. And in each one, he tells you exactly how to respond, exactly how to counter argue. What I especially like, and I think you'll like this too, if you are non-combative, if you're not somebody who wants to like fight with people, argue with people, this is the book for you. Okay. And by the way, I get nothing out of this. I mean, if you go to the link that I'm going to put in the show's notes, and if you buy it through that link, I do get a little teeny tiny something. It's like an affiliate link. So I would love if you did that. I would appreciate it because I really don't make any money off of what I'm doing here. No joke, really. So what you will like, if you're non-combative and you don't want to fight people and you're just somebody who likes to have conversation, you just want to have a nice conversation. Will Witt's approach is not combative. It's not argumentative. It's a question answer kind of style where he leads his, I don't want to say opponent, but we're going to say opponent because it's just the first word that came to mind, leads his opponent to their own conclusion, to the right conclusion, basically, by simply asking very simple questions. And it's disarming when you do that. So, you know, if somebody says to you, well, you don't believe in transgender rights. Well, the first question, of course, is what did I say that made you believe that? And then you go on with, you know, how did you come to this conclusion? What makes you believe that such, you know, A, B, and C? So anyhow, I just did a really crappy job of explaining what he does in this book, what he explains in this book. So get the book, read it, and you're armed. You're armed. Take notes, throw them in your phone so that like there's no timer and there's no buzzer going off. Like if you have to say to somebody, hang on a second, I do have that information for you. Let me just pull it up. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not a machine. I mean, your brain is a computer, but you're human. You have like lots of other things going on in your brain. I do too. That's why I put everything in my phone or have it handy so that I can look it up. And there's nothing wrong with that because why would you not want to have the information at your fingertips, right? So anyhow, blah, 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 blah. So this was a pretty, overall, this was a pretty light and fluffy episode for us, wasn't it? We got a little serious towards the end there, but it's important. It gets important to have this little conversation, don't you think? I am probably not talking to people who are heavy in the political world. Like my show is not going to appeal to that person because they know so much more than I do. So what are they going to hear from me that they don't already know more about? This, I'm just your average middle-class wife, mom, patriot, all of the things. So if that is you, if you are, you don't have to be a wife, you can be a guy, you know, I'm not trying to exclude you guys. I'd love for you to watch, please. By the way, I want to thank you, gentlemen. Our side has some really nice gentlemen, let me tell you. I am so blessed to say, now I'm probably going to jinx myself and ruin it, but I'm very blessed to say that I get the most respectful, polite compliments and kindness on my videos, on my YouTube stuff, on my TikTok stuff, I mean, wherever. So thank you for showing everybody what class looks like. So nice job on you guys. Yeah, that's cool. And ladies, oh my God, who's better than you? No one. I have the most awesome, awesome women in my comment section. I'm just like stupid lucky to have the people that I have in my corner cheering me on. So I thank you greatly. TikTok, of course, is my main platform. I'm probably just like every other conservative. I'm probably like a hot minute away from getting kicked off YouTube. So if you don't see me on YouTube, if that does happen, you can find the show. You know, I'll post more. Right now, everything goes over to Rumble as well as YouTube. It's kind of like an automatic thing. But if I get booted off YouTube, you'll find me over on Rumble. I'm on all of the platforms. Some I pay more attention to others. I jump on Twitter quite a bit. So follow me over on Twitter. I love to hang out with you over there. Where else? Well, duh, TikTok, obviously. Let me tell you what's going on too. Before I sign off, let me just give you a quick heads up of what's going on in my universe. I just completed, just about completed a audio course. Now, this is a different lane. This is for authors, aspiring authors. So if you are an aspiring author, you've been thinking about writing a book, or maybe you have been writing a book and you don't know what the hell to do with it, I gotcha. Okay. The course is called Path to Authorship. It's an audio course. It's going to be released all at once. So it's small little lessons, and releases on the 30th. You can pre-order it. I'll put the link in. And yeah, and I just walk you through. I walk you right through all the steps to write, publish, and promote your book. And it's nice and easy. Quick, short lessons. You could probably blast through the whole thing in a day if you wanted to, if you got a day to kill. But you can pop in your earbuds, do your laundry or cook dinner or, I don't know, mop the floor or go for a run. You go for your walk or your run, go to the gym and just listen to it. It's audio. So you just listen to it. You don't have to watch my face. So yeah, check that out. If you're an aspiring author and you have no idea where to go, what to do, how to do it, this is the, like, this is the blueprint. I give you the blueprint, walk you right through it. So check that out. Like I said, a link will be in there. What else? I'm going to be in a streaming short series, short web series called, I think there's 6 episodes, called The Sadie McAllister Files. It is my breakout role. It's my first dramatic acting role. And yeah, I got my IMDb credit. What? That's cool. I get to call myself an actor now, not just a TikTok actor. I'm an actor. Lol doodle. So Hollywood, do not come calling. Daily Wire, Pure Flix, any one of those guys, please come calling. I would like that. I have a series, comedy. I don't like the serious stuff, guys. I love doing this serious thing. This was great. But generally, I like the lighthearted stuff. I like the fun stuff. So yeah, if you are looking to produce a sitcom, hi, hello, come on now. You've seen my TikToks. You know I'm funny. Come on. So I've got that coming out. That's going to be out in October. I don't have the actual date for you, but I will. I'll throw that link in too. I got to remember to actually throw these links in. So let's see. We've got the audio course for new and aspiring authors. We've got the Sadie McAllister Files, coming up in October. I have a book event, multi-author book event that I'm doing in October. That'll be fun. That's in West Hartford, Connecticut. I will be. So come out and see me. Yes, I'll put the link in there. What else do I have going on? There's always more. I'm drawing a blank, but that's the gist of it. Otherwise, generally, you can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on, Twitter. I'm everywhere. All right, guys, that is it for today's show of fluff and nonsense with a little bit of serious importance thrown in at the end. We'll see you next week. Take care.
Hey, family, if you're looking for the perfect gift for the reader in your life, why not check out one of my books? They're all available on Amazon and most major online book retailers, as well as elsakurt.com.
Hey guys, Elsa here. I want to share a really exciting opportunity I have for you. If your goal is to write and publish a book, but you're overwhelmed and uncertain of the process, I've got something amazing for you. It is an audio course called Path to Authorship that I have created especially for new and aspiring authors. I have been exactly where you are right now. When I began my writing journey, I took a leap of faith, flew by the seat of my pants, and landed on my face. I made a lot of mistakes along the way, but that's okay because I learned so much from each one. It's because of these growth experiences that I can help you on your journey. So whether you've just started writing your manuscript or you've had one ready and waiting for years, something has held you back. Well, now you can stop postponing your dream because help is here. As a traditionally and self-published author of over 20 books, plus countless articles, blogs, and writer's guides, and having appeared on author panels, television, YouTube, radio, and print, plus my own podcasts, I've learned quite a bit about the writing, publishing, and promoting process. Now I'm ready to share what I've learned with you. Inside this amazing course, the roadblocks to writing and how to overcome them. Discover discover what kind of writer you are, setting goals, creating and implementing a routine, word count goals, all the fundamentals of writing, editing, types of editors, publishing, your book cover and title, promoting and marketing, and so much more. If you're interested in this amazing opportunity to get your writing journey started, check out the link in the show.